Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily, and I'm so excited for today's guest, Chanel Nielsen. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, I should have checked before hitting record. We're just leaving that. Chanel, we are so excited to have you here to talk about, you know, how we can fit in taking care of ourselves and learning more skills in motherhood, even when we're super, super busy and we have so much on our plate. This is going to be an amazing conversation. But before we delve in, can you introduce yourself to us a little bit?
Sure. Yes. Well, I'm excited to be here. This is going to be a fun conversation. I live in Southern California with my husband and three of our five kids. Two have left home already. So I have one in Idaho, one in Texas, and then two high schoolers and a seven-year-old. And I have been podcasting. Right now I'm over at Mom University, but I've been podcasting since 2015. I've been in the online space since then, and it's been amazing. I've been a mom since 2003, and those early days of motherhood were really, really challenging for me. We had four kids in 6 years. And that's exactly the way I wanted it. I wanted them close together. And then once we had them, I really was like, what was I doing? This is so hard. And I just really found myself struggling with all the people touching me all the time, all of the demands of motherhood all the time. My husband worked a traditional out of the house job, 9 to 5, and I was alone with kids all day. And I was very stressed. I just found myself changing and grumpy. And as I'm making dinner, you know, losing my mind because they're hungry and they're making messes when dad's about to come home, and really just not in a good place. And that was when I ended up having some physical symptoms and went to the doctor, and he said, well, your only problem is you're stressed. Your cortisol is through the roof and you're stressed. And I was like, yeah, thanks for that. I know that I'm stressed. Like, that is the part that I'm well aware of. But it was a wake up call for me to start doing some things differently, and kind of led to really changing the way that I showed up as a mom, and finally taking some time for me, because without that little nudge from the doctor, I think I would have just kept on going the way that I was.
What a tricky situation to be in, where you have these tiny humans and you have to take care of them. I mean, you could find someone else to take care of them, but you don't really want to just let them run wild, right? It's a lot at once. That is a lot. I shouldn't say the biggest difference, but what are some things that really made a big difference for you to better handle the demands of motherhood at that point in your life?
Yeah. So during that time, I realized, I mean, there was really nothing that I was doing for me. And my husband would try to help, and I'd say, like, oh my gosh, I'm just so overwhelmed. I just need help. And he would say, well, do you want me to take the kids, or, you know, do something, and you go out? And I remember times just kind of wandering the aisles at Target. Like, I would get time to myself and not even know what to do with it. You know, I find myself just kind of, okay, well, what do I do now? I'm alone, but what do I do? And so it really took some soul searching to ask myself, what is it that I actually need? And when the doctor told me how high my cortisol was and that I needed, that it was stress, I'm like, okay, well, what would help me de-stress? And I thought a regular yoga practice, I've been a yoga instructor for many years. And I thought, well, if I could get yoga in every day, I think that would make a big difference. But how am I supposed to do it with all these kids? And so that's when I started a morning routine. I started getting up a little bit early. I did not want to get up a lot early. I didn't want to get up an hour early and go to the gym. I just would get up 15, 20, sometimes 10 minutes before my kids and do a little bit of yoga all by myself. And it was a really simple thing. I started off really small with that morning routine, but it really made a difference. So that what I started to notice, yes, I enjoyed the yoga, I enjoyed the breathing, I enjoyed being alone in the morning. But I noticed that even during, you know, when I'm making dinner, I'm a little bit calmer. And when it's bedtime, which was another major source of stress for me, trying to get all these kids to bed and they keep coming out, I was a little bit calmer. And so I started to see that connection between what I was doing first thing in the morning and what was happening later on in the day.
That is so powerful. And I love that you didn't have to go to that all or nothing. I need 90 minutes for my yoga practice or there's nothing. That sometimes even just that 10 minutes was what you needed. What would you say to moms that are listening and they're thinking, I don't like yoga or I don't want to, I don't do mornings and, you know, they want to throw the whole idea out now. How can we modify this for really busy moms who maybe feel like they can't quite relate, but they have that stress in their life and they want some way to handle it?
Okay. I love that question because I think that's the tendency. Sometimes we hear it and we're like, oh yeah, well that's good for her. She was a yoga instructor. Of course she can go do yoga. But for me, that would never work. Right. And so I think that the key is, well, what is it that you need? And so to sit down, like what I wish I had done on those Target runs where I'm just walking up and down the aisles, instead of something meaningless and mindless like I was doing, to sit down with pen and paper and just, you know, say, okay, what is it that I actually need? And to tell you the truth, the yoga was powerful for me, but what I actually needed in that moment, looking back, I needed time alone. From before that time, from the moment I was up in the morning until my kids went to bed at night, I was with my kids. There was always someone. And even, you know how this is, even if your kid is down for a nap, yes, you're sort of alone, but you're on call. You're listening. You're hurrying. You're rushing. Like, oh my gosh, they're going to wake up. There was never a time when I could fully relax. And even though there was only 10 minutes in the morning or however long, that time when I was not on call was powerful. And I want to add one thing on that, because you might say, what if your kids wake up in the morning? That did happen early days when I was like, okay, I would sneak down the hall because like, I don't want anyone else to know. I don't want the kids to know I'm awake. And I had a little guy who was probably one or so when I first started this. And so I'm sneaking down the hall so no one would hear me. And sometimes the kids would still wake up. And so I enlisted my husband, like, look, I need 10 minutes in the morning, every morning. So if the kids wake up at this time, that's you. And I put a sign on my door. Do not, it was a picture. It was a picture sign. So they could see, if this sign is on my door, you don't come in. Like, you are not welcome. And even the younger kids could see the sign and know mom's not going to talk to you at that time. But what if you don't like mornings? Well, to that, I would say, we're not talking about getting up an hour early. I like my sleep. In fact, I think sleep is one of those pieces of self-care. We need to get our sleep. And if your kids aren't yet sleeping through the night, this probably does not yet apply, because you got to get your sleep at some point. But what I would say is your morning really going to be that much different 10 minutes earlier or 10 minutes later, right? Probably not. Most people, studies show that most people are hitting their snooze button a few times. There's 10 minutes right there. And most, about 75% of people check their phones first thing in the morning. Both of those habits, snoozing and checking your phone, are going to deplete your energy first thing in the morning. So what I would say is, give yourself, tell yourself, when I get out of bed, the first thing, when my alarm goes off, I'm going to get up and do something for me. Now, if it's not yoga, what is it that you like? Is it to sit with a cup of herbal tea and just drink your herbal tea and taste what that tastes like? Is it to be out in the sunshine or out in the cold and just look at the day, you know, be out in nature? What is it that is going to make you feel like you did something for you? That's the thing, whatever that thing is. Yes, for me, it was yoga. It could be something totally different for you. But when you'll know it's the right thing when you hear it and you're like, oh, yes, that sounds dreamy. Like that would be amazing. That is worth not pressing the snooze button for.
Oh, that's such good advice there. So let's chat about this idea of I need a break where I'm not 100% momming at that time. This was something that was brought up in like several of our recent coaching calls inside of my membership. And one mom was saying, I don't really want to need that time for me. I want to just be 100% kids. And yet I notice when I don't have that time, I'm not showing up the way that I want. Now, we had a whole conversation around it. I would just love your perspective. What would you say to a mom in that situation who's feeling, why do I need that time? I don't really want it, but yet I know that I'm showing up better when I have it, when I have that break from my kids. What would you say to them?
Yeah, so I think that's interesting. I think that that's kind of where that guilt piece comes in. I mean, maybe that isn't the case with this particular client, but I think we sometimes feel guilty for wanting it, guilty for wanting time to ourselves. And the analogy, we've heard it so many times, but of the airplane, we need to put on our own oxygen masks before we can put on our children's oxygen mask. And if we think about that, what that's all about, it's not because we don't love our kids. And in fact, the reason they need to warn us to put on our own oxygen mask before putting on someone else's is because I think that's our tendency. Without that little reminder from the flight attendants, that's what we would do. We would help our kids. We would help the old man next to us. We'd be helping everybody else. And then we would be out of oxygen and it would be too late. And so that's the piece that I would highlight is you can continue to give and give and give to a certain point. But when you get totally depleted, there's nothing left to give. The other analogy that comes to mind is the giving tree. Remember that book, Shel Silverstein, I think, where the tree just gives and gives and gives until there's basically nothing left. Now, I don't think the author has the same intention with this message that I have, but my thought here is if that tree had continued to nourish and replenish itself, we see these 1,000-year-old oaks that continue to give shade, continue to give in their fullest and most able form. If we can do that as moms, we don't have to get hacked apart and turned into a canoe and all that's left is a stump, right? We're able to give at our highest level. For me, that's the goal as a mom. That's what I want to be because I know what the alternative is. The alternative is, for me, it's exhaustion, it's frustration, and it ultimately leads to resentment because I'm not doing anything other than being a mom, and I end up just not able to give in the way that I want to be able to.
That's so powerful. And also speaking about your cortisol levels, we're seeing all sorts of research come out now of a lot of, like you said, physical symptoms and long-term health effects, right, of consistently high stress levels where maybe we won't see them for 10, 20 years down the road when we have 2 or 3 autoimmune disorders or other things pop up. And I think I want to be there for my kids and potentially grandkids in 10, 20 years. I want to have good health then. What I'm doing now matters physically and mentally, spiritually, and of course, emotionally, which is what I tend to delve into the most. So such an important thing. And I love your thoughts. I would say to the moms who are really insistent, I'm just not going to get up early. I would say, okay, we don't need to do all or nothingness. If you're insistent that you won't get up early, let's find some time. Can you make any time in your day right?
Yeah.
If you're insistent on that, I want you to go through your week and if you can day and find at least 10 minutes. And if you think you can't do 10, start with 5. Just start somewhere where you will be completely kid-free. Someone else has all the responsibility for all of the kids. And you can just spend time replenishing your own, the body budget that we talk about a lot, filling your own cup.
Yeah. And to that, I would say, I have occasionally seen it work at other times in the day. This is work I've done with moms for a long time. But what often ends up happening if you do it at a different time of day is something else takes priority. And so I would challenge people who have that come up like, no, I just can't do mornings. I just don't want to try it as an experiment and see. And if it really doesn't work for you, then yes, exactly what you said. Maybe there are other times that are better for you. But if you find, for example, I've been really wanting to do this new workout at the gym. It's super short. It's like 20 minutes. And I think, okay, I'll do it at this time. Every time something else has come up and I haven't made it to do this special workout. But the things that I do in the morning, I still to this day, this is more than 10 years later, I do that yoga every single morning. Without fail. Sometimes it's shorter than longer, but I still do it. And so there's really something to be said for doing something first thing in the morning as far as consistency. So whatever you can do consistently is awesome. And if that needs to be at a different time of the day, yes. But I would also say this, we all have some kind of morning routine. We're all waking up and doing something. So why not choose that intentionally to be what you want it to be, what's going to make sure that the rest of the day is going to be just a little bit better. So.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. That's so good. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of your rebranding your podcast from Mom's Life Made Simple. Is that to Mom University? Same message, but why are we rebranding it? Talk to me about Mom University.
Oh my goodness. So this just came to me as the next step of what I need to do for a lot of reasons. One of the things is that I have been thinking a lot about is that we get, you know, if you get a new job, even if, you know, my son worked at Baskin Robbins for a long time, the first couple of days, he's learning how to scoop the ice cream, how to clean, how to do all these things, getting really specific on what he needs to do. I remember, in fact, every time with each of my 5 kids, every time I've had a baby, they hand you this baby and you're like, wait, really? You're going to send me home with this baby? Like, you think I can do this? And there's no instruction manual. There's no training, even for people like me and you, Emily, who have training in working with kids. There's something really different about parenting your own children. And so the idea is to actually acquire those skills, those tools, that learning that will help you in the actual job that we're doing. And so Mom University is the new name of my podcast. So it's really an opportunity to have that higher education piece that I feel like we all need in motherhood.
So I agree with you. I'm going to give you an objection that I can just
hear it
already. But moms haven't needed this for thousands of years. Why do we need it now?
Oh, I love it. Okay. I would say, first of all, that we've always needed it, but our lives have changed in a lot of ways. One of the ways is if you think about traditionally, most people stayed put where they grew up. They continued to live there. They had an extended family. They had their in-laws. They had all this village of people. Now I feel like our individual family units move around a lot and we don't have that outside support as much as we used to. And so we're missing some of that village aspect. And instead, what has taken over? Online. These very loose connections, if you even want to call them that, where we don't have the same level of connection. It's a really interesting thing that happens that makes us feel a little bit alone. And we are listening and we're getting information, but we don't have that same opportunity to connect with other people. We don't have that village of connection with other people. And then the last piece I would say is that, yes, we also have new challenges now with like dealing with our kids and technology. We have all of these things that come up that other generations haven't had to deal with. And we're dealing with a lot more, and it's coming a lot faster. And there are so many more outside influences for our kids that we need it more than ever.
That's so good. Yes, this idea of the village is something definitely that we bring up a lot here. We feel so much in just recent modern history that I need to take care of my kids, which is true, but we feel like we need to do it alone. And that's not true. Like, yes, I want to take care of my kids. Yes, I do believe that they're my responsibility. And it is always been expected that I'm not doing it alone, that there are other people helping me, that there are places I can turn to for help. And this is just a new modern thing of me and I'm doing it all by myself. And it's not been helpful. And I'll also say, you know, do we want to keep repeating patterns of intense anxiety, intense stress, teaching our children those patterns of reactivity, of yelling at our kids, of taking anger and frustration and, you know, processing it by blowing up at someone else? Like, do we still want to continue that and have our children continue that? Or do we want to start to infuse more intentionality, consciousness, and choices into how we're parenting? Because if so, we might need to do things just a little bit differently.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for most of us, you know, as I was coming up with this concept and working with some business coaches, one of the things that a woman said to me is, are moms going to make fun of other moms if they hear like mom university, like, what? You don't know how to be a mom. You're so lame. Like, is there a mean mom club that would do that? And I said, I don't think so, because what I think is we all feel it. We all feel like, oh, I need the help. I don't think there's one of us that sits there and feels like, oh, I totally have this mom thing figured out. I know what I'm doing. Piece of cake. I got this. On the flip side, we're like, wow, I know that this is a lot and I know that I can use the help. And so I think there's this understanding of where we can do better and this hope that we can up level the way that we show up as moms.
And there might be a mean mom club somewhere that, well, I mean, there always maybe. Is. I still
maybe so.
Occasionally have people tell me that my kids' behaviors would straighten out if I just spanked them a little more. And, you know, it's okay. They might make fun of me and I'm just going to let them, because that's not the parent that I want to be. And I also have read all the research on it and know it's not going to help long term. So anyways, we could go into that for another hour, but okay. Well, this is so good. And I love this idea of inviting parents, whether you want to go check out Chanel, whether you want to work with me or you go and find another place, just that we need to stop thinking that we need to do it alone. And running on autopilot in our parenting doesn't tend to yield the kind of results that we want. If we do want that emotionally healthy family, if we do want that peace at home, we want that good relationship with our children, that we might need to intentionally put in some new ways of parenting. It doesn't mean we need to throw, again, avoiding that all or nothing. We don't need to throw out everything in our parenting. There surely is a lot that we want to continue to do. Like, I will always love my kids. That's always been a point for me to tell them that. We're going to keep doing that. There's a lot of other things too. But I just love this idea of infusing that intentionality into what we're doing and finding strategies that maybe we didn't know about that are going to work more in our parenting.
Yeah. I think that's so powerful. I think that's what it all boils down to, is intention. And then within that intention is finding your place. Like, is it coaching with Emily? Is it, you know, is it going to Mom University? Is it finding your little local community? Is it a combination of all, like whatever it is, but choosing to do something different, choosing this is what I'm going to do to help me be a better mom. That makes all the difference.
So good. Okay. We've loved our conversation today. I'm sure people will want to connect with you. Where can they find you?
Yeah. So the best place is at my podcast, Mom University, or you can go to universityformoms.com and get all the details on our very first event, which is happening in April in San Diego.
Hey, amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Wish there were a shortcut to help your child develop better tools to handle their big emotions in a healthier way? Well, there is. Introducing Emotionally Intelligent Kids, a central hub full of new resources each month designed to elevate your child's emotional intelligence in just minutes each week. And the best part? Right now, you can get instant access to all of these resources for just $7 a month. Visit www.enlighteningmotherhood.com/kids for all the details. I can't wait to welcome you in.